Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome again to Business Radio X live streaming from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm your host, Victor Agreta, and I am here with Paige Manuel. You are a life coach.
Yes.
So explain a little bit about what that means.
Well, basically, life coaching is where you help someone get from where they are to where they want to be. And my specific focus is helping people get unstuck and living happier by rewriting their story. We all have a story, and that story is about who we are and what's possible for us. And that story becomes our internal script that determines who and what we let into our lives, which then determines our happiness, our success, our relationships, our body, everything in our world.
And it seems like, you know, people don't pay attention to that very much, but it is something that is constant, right?
Well, people don't pay attention to it because they don't even know they have it. This story is something that happens very tiny bit by bit as we experience our lives from as long as we can remember. We take little bits into our story and incorporate it into our story of who we are and what's possible, and we don't even know it exists. But then we flounder in our lives, or we spin our wheels somewhere in our lives, and we don't know that it's connected to this set of beliefs that we hold that are subconscious.
Well, it reminds me of David Foster Wallace did a commencement speech, and he mentioned this story. He said this story about two fish are swimming around, and one of them says, you know, well, you know, he asked a question, but basically the answer was, this is water. And the other fish goes, what the heck is water? Mm-hmm. Right? Because they're swimming in it. They don't think about it. It's sort of like we're swimming in our life all the time, but we don't really stop to think about, oh, you know, maybe I should do a status check and see, like, have I made good decisions? And how have those decisions, even the small ones that we don't realize, how have those sort of built up inside of me and have kind of set me on a certain kind of course?
Well, exactly. And I love the fact that you mentioned the fish in water, because our story kind of sets the temperature of the water we're comfortable in. Okay, if all we've ever known is freezing water, we don't know that there's another option. We live this life slugging around in almost ice and in frigid conditions, you know, shivering all the time, and we don't realize there's another possibility. And that's what I help people do, is I help them go, look around you, look at the water you're swimming in, look at the belief that's creating that temperature, and did you know it's possible to swim in other temperatures? You might see different things along the way. You might accomplish different things along the way, and how much more fun would it be to swim like that?
So what's the number one problem that you find people have in their lives, just sort of a general overarching, you know, is it a lack of awareness? Is it something specific that you can point to and say, like, a lot of people have a problem with this?
No, I don't think that there is a particular thing that people have a lot of problems with. It really comes down to the story of who they think they are. And quite honestly and quite frankly, none of us knows who we really are. We don't know, because we only see ourselves through reflections of others. And others reflect back to us through themselves. So we never get an accurate depiction of who we are. So if I had to pick one thing, I think it would be that we suffer because we don't realize our power. And we don't realize our power because we don't really realize how powerful we are.
Well, that's sort of mind-blowing, because if you think about human potential, and now so many people don't live up to their human potential because they are sort of constrained by their old ways of thinking and, you know, the way we're raised, the things we're taught, the things we're told, even the minor interactions that we have with people on a day-to-day basis, all of that sort of adds up to this sort of crust, right? And it makes it difficult to effectively function, really?
Exactly. You're spot on with that. In fact, our story can be our greatest asset, or it can be our greatest liability, because our limiting story constructs for us literally a glass ceiling that we keep bumping into, but we can't see it, and we don't know why we can't get above it, and we don't know why we can't get past it. And then when you have someone go, did you know that there's a ceiling above you? You just can't see it. Well, then it's possible to go, oh, let me just move over here where there's no ceiling and keep going.
So how do you help these folks? Like, what's sort of the first step when you start working with a client?
The first step is to have the aha moment session. I sit down with people and they tell me all the things that are going on in their lives. And they invariably, people will say to me, I know I'm rambling. And I'll say, no, you're doing great. because this is the confusion that people are in. They have all these different things happening, and it feels like all these balls floating in the air. And the way that I'm wired is I take those balls and I somehow can connect the dots and pull them together to help people see the thread that's weaving through all of the things that they're calling their problems and how it pinpoints down to this one thing in their story. And then once you know that, you can work with it and you can change it. And when you change it, you change your life, you change your work, you change your relationships, you change your health.
Well, and I heard something recently where someone said you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking back. Do you feel that's true?
You know, I think that's really very powerful. Yes. If you're looking backward and moving, trying to move forward, you're going to bump into things. Mm-hmm. But we do need to take these pauses with someone who can connect the dots for you and pull it together and then bring you into the present moment, because the present moment is completely full with possibilities that create for you a new future.
Wow, that's incredible. So Paige, how can people find you?
Well, they can find me at paigemanuel.com, and I'm going to spell my name because it's a little different. PAIGEMANUEL.com. It's also got phone information, 615-504-5578. And I work virtually as well as in person. So as long as you speak English, because that's my limitation, as long as you speak English, I can help you connect the dots, have your aha moment, and then blast past what's ever got you stuck.
This is very cool, Paige Manuel. This is literally life-changing stuff. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
And I am Victor Agreta with Business Radio X. Again, we're streaming live from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for joining us.